Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
An Amber Alert is in effect for a three-year-old boy from Fayetteville. This morning, hear what police are telling us about the child and the man accused of taking him.
And taking a look at the big picture, this low pressure system continues to drag rain into our area today, but I'll show you why it's likely to be lighter than yesterday.
Plus, there's a new hope in the search for an underwater craft that disappeared days ago. What we've learned about underwater noises detected in the search area.
And major changes could be coming to Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. The opportunity you have today to give your opinion on what improvements should be made. I think there's going to be a lot of talk about that, a lot of opinions. So we will have more on that coming up. But thanks for joining us on Fox 50 on your Wednesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Chris Lovinggood. You know, starting the day off, people are going to see some rain out there, but not for the entire day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking that for you all morning long.
We see this area of rain that started to move up from South Carolina very early this morning continuing to shrink. We still have rain in Johnston County, parts of Wake County, but a lot of it's really beginning to taper off. We still have a little bit in that northeast corner of Sampson County. We've seen that rain falling for hours in Clinton, but it's starting to taper off a little bit. Here's a look at futurecast as we go through time. It's a little overdone here this morning, but as we get closer to lunchtime, you'll notice that rain dissipates. Now, certainly there could be an isolated shower that pops up that's not showing up here, but definitely a lot drier than yesterday. If you need to do something outside, I would take advantage of that this afternoon, because tomorrow it looks like we're going to have a lot more rain, and we'll walk through tomorrow's timeline and show you tomorrow's flooding potential coming up. This is a look at Clayton, and you can see wet streets here, but it looks like the rain has tapered off for now. 69 degrees currently. We have a northeast wind at 11 miles per hour, and that wind coming out of the northeast is going to help to keep our temperatures cool this afternoon. We'll hold it in the mid 70s. Watching the tropics, we have Tropical Storm Brett here. It is likely to move across the Leeward Islands in the next couple of days. It's moving west at 16 miles per hour with 60 mile per hour winds. You can see by late Thursday, early Friday, it moves across the Leeward Islands. Windy conditions there, definitely some heavy rain, but it won't be hurricane strength. It moves into the Caribbean here and dissipates over the weekend. Most of the computer models are taking it that way. Just one or two want to swing it to the north. But coming up, I'll show you why the next system that's behind Brett has a better chance of turning northward. Brian?
802 right now. We're following delays on US 1 northbound heading out of Apex and into Cary. There's a minor crash on US 1 northbound just before you get to the Walnut Street interchange. And as we take a look at that live camera out at Cary Parkway, you can see the backups heading toward the left side of the screen on that northbound side. About a 10-minute delay from 55 in Apex up to I-40 in Raleigh. As we zoom into that area on our live sensor map, you can see those delays. And they begin right there at 55 in Apex through the 1010 Road interchange out toward 64 and Tryon Road. If you can pick up US 1 northbound from Walnut Street, you'll be in good shape heading toward I-40 and on into West Raleigh. We are taking a look at some of the other delays we're tracking around the triangle right now. 440 westbound slowing down, especially between 87 and Capitol Boulevard, about an 8-minute backup through that area. Also, some slowdowns on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between 440 and US 1, a 3-minute delay. And on the northbound side of 885, heading from I-40 up toward I-85 in Durham, about a 4-minute slowdown. Take a look at that rain on dual Doppler 5000 radar. All over Wake County right now, we're seeing wet roads, and also into Johnston County where we still have some showers. The WRAL Storm Tracker is in Smithfield, and that's where we find WRAL meteorologist PETA Shearwood. PETA, where are you exactly in Smithfield?
So we are traveling on 70 right now, passing exactly over the Neuse River, and we are seeing that light to moderate rainfall continue in this area. And that's been the case throughout entire Johnston County as well as Wake County. As we were driving on 40 earlier, you see, as we take a live look at downtown Smithfield, that light to moderate rain just impacting the morning commute. You definitely want to make sure that you are taking it easy as you head out the door all across the viewing area this morning.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. Police are searching for a missing boy out of Fayetteville. This morning around 3 o'clock, an Amber Alert was issued for 3-year-old Robert Parker Jr. This is him. Michael Grace has more from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker about the search for the boy and the man that's accused of taking him.
Yeah, well, police say that Robert Parker Sr. is the one who took his son, Robert Parker Jr., from the 2200 block of Ireland Drive in Fayetteville on June 14th. But let's get back to that picture of Robert Parker Jr. He's 3 years old, has blonde hair, blue eyes. His dad is 46 years old, 5'7", 160 pounds with hazel eyes. Police believe that Robert Parker Sr. is driving a 2006 blue Chevy Trailblazer. It's got tinted windows and some damage to the front end. Now detectives with the Fayetteville Police have an arrest warrant for Robert Parker Sr. for kidnapping. If you have any information about the two, you're encouraged to call the Fayetteville Police. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Crews looking for the missing underwater craft that vanished in the Atlantic Ocean heard noises underwater in that search area, and that is giving some hope the five people aboard could be found. The U.S. Coast Guard tweeted after midnight that a Canadian aircraft heard the noises, but it's unclear how rescue teams could get to the people on board once the submersible is located. OceanGate Expedition says the sub had a 96-hour oxygen supply when it embarked Sunday for a tour of the wreckage of the Titanic, but that supply is now believed down to only 24 hours. An explorer who has visited the Titanic site says that he is hopeful the crew will be found.
I'm being optimistic. I mean, it probably will be a miracle, but, you know, there's still a chance. So I think we should all do whatever we can and, use every resource available to at least try.
The Coast Guard says it has searched an area the size of Connecticut and is adding remotely operated vehicles to look below the waves.
Well, today you can share your thoughts about how Capitol Boulevard should be improved. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. Kelsey, the DOT says this is needed. It's a vital project, but some people who live nearby, they have their concerns about this project.
Absolutely. Lots of concerns this morning. I'm going to step out the way so you can take a look at the area that we're talking about. So there's construction plans for this area between I-540 and Durant and Perry Creek Roads in 2025. But today, the DOT is asking for your input on how they should do that. Capitol Boulevard is up to 65,000 travelers a day, according to NCDOT. NCDOT is planning to turn Capitol Boulevard into a freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. The 10-mile freeway would be six lanes wide with 12-foot shoulders and a concrete median and a 65 miles per hour speed limit. It will also get rid of stoplights and driveways to help ease all that bumper-to-bumper traffic. People who live in the area say some of the options for improvements would limit their access to Capitol Boulevard.
Well, if this gets cut off, our neighborhood and others around us are cut off. For our neighborhood, it means that we'll probably have a serious decline in our property values.
Tonight's meeting is scheduled for 4 o'clock where you can give your input. It will be at Living Word Family Church in Wake Forest. And if you can't make that meeting tonight, NCDOT is still asking for you to provide feedback online until July 7th. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, crews hope to learn what caused a fire that destroyed a home in East Raleigh. Four people were inside when the fire started yesterday, but we are told all of them were able to quickly escape. This is video from the scene on Beacon Village Drive. Firefighters say it took them 20 minutes just to get this knocked down.
Attorney and prominent civil rights activist Ben Crump is expected in North Carolina today to give updates on two cases involving police departments. Crump is set to hold a news conference in Duplin County about the death of James Lanier. Lanier was killed by a Wallace police officer in February. It happened outside the Express Mini Market. The district attorney says the officer was justified in that shooting. And Crump is also expected to speak about Daryl Williams. Williams died while in Raleigh police custody in January. Today's update comes just weeks after an autopsy was released, listing his death as a homicide. It also lists several contributing factors, including cocaine, the use of a taser, and heart disease. Crump is set to speak at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
There's a bill requiring schools to inform parents if a student chooses to use a different name or gender. That will be debated during a House Education Committee meeting today. Lawmakers will likely suggest changes to the bill when they meet this morning at 11 o'clock. Critics of the bill say it puts a target on the backs of LGBTQ students. Supporters say the bill is necessary because schools are keeping secrets from parents when it comes to transgender children and encouraging them to keep secrets as well. Up next, new information we're learning in the Stephen Smith homicide investigation. The family's attorney talks about the progress that's being made.
Scattered showers out there this morning. We're now starting to see some of that rain here in downtown Raleigh. Looking at the legislative building, you can see the water on the camera lens. Coming up, we'll talk about when we'll actually get a little break from these showers. Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. This is a live look at Lake Gaston this morning. Check out the clouds and how quickly that water is moving. Probably not the best day to be out on the water. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. So we just saw Lake Gaston behind Elizabeth. We have downtown Raleigh there. I did see one person quickly making their way down the street. You probably need the umbrella, at least this morning. It's not very comfortable out there right now. Temperatures are in the upper 60s, and you can see this tree here in the foreground. We do have some blustery winds out there this morning coming out of the northeast, and that's what's going to keep it cool. This is our camera from Jimmy V Restaurant, and you can see it is wet there at City Plaza right now. We take a look at the rain, and it's really a small part of the viewing area. It's really Wake County and Johnston County. Still a little bit of rain down there in parts of Sampson County, but this area of rain is shrinking and will likely move into a bit of a drier pattern later on this afternoon. But Apex, Holly Springs, Chief Arena, Four Oaks, Smithfield, Wilson's Mills, on up toward Rollsville, seeing some of those showers. And down around Clinton, it looks like it's still raining, but starting to pull up towards, say, Wayne County there, south of Goldsboro, you're going to see a little bit of rain. We do have our estimated rainfall over the last 24 hours, and in some places, it's been as much as 2 to 3 inches. The red shaded areas here from west of Wake Forest toward Durham, about 2.5 inches. An area near Apex, estimated at 3 inches. Over past Wilson's Mills, about 2.5 inches or so. We head down to the south, and we did end up with some estimates, some heavy rainfall here around parts of Sampson County as well. Maybe that 3.5 inches is a little bit overdone, but certainly could be as much as 2 inches in some places. And then also here from west of Goldsboro back toward Benson, the potential for, say, 4 to even 5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. The low pressure system that is creating this pattern continues to hang out here, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. By the weekend, it weakens, and our pattern should begin to evolve back to a more summer-like pattern. Right now, we're looking at the rain coming up from the south. We'll continue to see that for the next couple of hours. Right now, the computer models are showing a nice dry period this afternoon. Still going to be breezy and gray on the cool side, and there could be an isolated shower that pops up, but it doesn't look nearly as heavy as yesterday. So if you need to get outside for some exercise or whatever you need to do outside, it's definitely going to be a drier afternoon. Now, Thursday, it's going to be a whole nother story. We'll start to see the rain moving in around the middle of the morning, and then it's with us the rest of the day. We may see some scattered thunderstorms. This rain is going to be heavy at times all through the afternoon and into the evening. So today, we have a low risk for flooding. We're just not going to see that much rain. But tomorrow, most of the state is at that medium risk. So a lot of folks have already seen a good bit of rain between now and late Friday. We could end up seeing another 2 inches to maybe 3 inches in some places. So by tomorrow, we're looking at that flooding potential. Today is the first day of summer. It's likely to be the coolest day of the next 7, but we do have a more summer-like pattern starting over the weekend. We begin to dry out a little bit. We can still see an afternoon storm, but looks like a pool weather for some of us, Brian.
All right. It is now 8:15, almost 8:16. Breaking news in Durham, getting reports of a crash on 885 southbound between the 147 merge down toward Ellis Road. When I take you to the camera at Glover Road, the video feed is not working, but we do have a still image from that camera, and you can see it looks like we have a left lane or two blocked there, and traffic on that southbound side is trying to squeeze around it. Taking a look at the latest sensor updates, about a 24-minute backup on southbound 885. Those delays begin before you get to the 147 merge and extend down toward Glover Road and Ellis Road. You can see with that live update now, it jumped up to 33 minutes, so it's getting worse there. And on that northbound side, we're seeing about a 7-minute delay. This might be a good morning to consider using an alternate route, maybe 55. Between downtown Durham and I-40 if you're trying to avoid using that northbound side of 885 especially. Around the rest of the triangle, still tracking some delays as you head through Cary on US 1 northbound, although it's looking a lot better out there. We had a crash up around the Walnut Street interchange, and we're still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay, about a 5-minute backup overall coming in from Wake Forest up toward Raleigh. Elsewhere, out of Knightdale on 87 southbound, a 2-minute slowdown showing up on sensors, and we're seeing about a 7-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest toward 540.
Thank you, Brian. Former President Donald Trump's federal trial date is set. We've learned that he's due in court August 14th. He is charged with 37 felony counts of mishandling classified documents after he left office. On this track, discussions on the parameters for the jury trial would happen toward the end of July. However, it is very possible those dates are pushed back due to the complexity of the case. The federal judge also said the proceedings will take place in Fort Pierce, Florida.
An attorney for the family of Stephen Smith says significant progress is being made in the investigation into his homicide. The 19-year-old was found dead alongside a countryside South Carolina road in 2015. Authorities reopened the case in 2021. That was part of the investigation into the deaths of Alex Murdoch's wife and son, Paul. Smith was a classmate of Murdoch's other son, Buster, who was denied any involvement in Smith's death. The attorney says law enforcement have identified several people with relevant information and are optimistic that some of them will talk.
President Biden's nominee for Labor Secretary is facing opposition from 33 Senate Republicans. The senators are calling for Biden to formally withdraw his nomination of Julie Sue. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is one of the senators who sent a letter to Biden yesterday. The letter cites several instances in which they say Sue has been evasive of their questions. A floor vote on the nomination has not yet been scheduled.
Got a warning for this for you this morning regarding gas stoves. A new study shows they release a chemical that could increase a homeowner's chances of developing leukemia. Researchers from Stanford University learned gas stoves can release high levels of benzene. That is associated with an increased risk of leukemia. The study shows one stovetop burner set to 350 degrees can raise indoor benzene levels higher than from secondhand smoke. Researchers say that exhaust fans were not able to get rid of the risk of exposure.
The headquarters for the Paris 2024 Olympics was the center of a police raid. It was part of a corruption probe. French police are looking into alleged embezzlement of public funds and favoritism. They conducted their raid on Tuesday. Prosecutors confirmed raids were also taking place at the headquarters of the public body in charge of the Paris Olympics construction sites. The Paris 2024 Organizing Committee said in a statement that it is cooperating with investigators.
The White House is working to manage the risks posed by artificial intelligence. President Joe Biden met with AI experts at a roundtable in San Francisco yesterday. In brief remarks to reporters before the closed-door meeting, Biden said that he wanted to hear from the world's leading experts on the enormous promise and the risks of the fast-growing technology.
We'll see more technological change in the next 10 years than we've seen in the last 50 years, and maybe even beyond that. And AI is already driving that change in every part of American life, often in ways we don't notice.
Biden also said his administration is committed to making sure AI systems are safe before being released to protect American privacy.
Novo Nordisk, the makers of the popular drug Ozempic, is taking legal action against some companies. The company says competitors are offering a knockoff version of the medicine. Ozempic's popularity recently peaked because of its quick weight loss results. Novo Nordisk is demanding U.S. medical spas, weight loss clinics, and compounding pharmacies stop selling its products. They say it's confusing to customers and it's a safety risk. The FDA issued a warning last month about products containing some compounded versions of the active ingredient in Ozempic. Rivian joins the list of electric vehicles teaming up with Tesla to use its chargers. The company says in 2025, it'll start building its R1T pickup and R1S SUV with Tesla's North American charging standard style charging ports. Its upcoming smaller models will also have the Tesla style charging ports. Current Rivian owners will be able to use an adapter to access the chargers as early as next spring. Rivian joins Ford and GM in adopting Tesla's charging systems.
The Budweiser Clydesdales will be in the Triangle this week. Tonight, they'll be at the Durham Bulls game from 5:30 to 7:30 if you want to see them. Tomorrow, they will be at the North Hills Music Fest starting at 5:30 p.m. And then wrapping up their time here Friday, they will be at the Zebulon Mudcats game. During the Friday game, Anheuser-Busch will present the local Folds of Honor chapter with a donation toward the scholarship program.
Tens of thousands of dollars are going to Wayne County's public library. The library's Creative Aging Project is receiving about $45,000 from the federal government. The program is designed to promote learning for people 55 and older. The library will use the money to provide training and coaching to staff.
A Wisconsin deputy gets to add snake wrangler to his resume. He got a call to rescue a giant anaconda. The pet reptile had escaped and ended up on the roof of its owner's house. Deputies were able to improvise with some garden tools to recapture the snake. You can see them doing that right here. An expert at the University of Minnesota says anacondas this big aren't normally kept as household pets, but neither the snake nor the deputies were harmed. It's a bold choice for a pet to have at home. Trevor Noah is stepping back into the spotlight. The former host of The Daily Show will launch a podcast on Spotify later this year. It'll be a weekly show blending humor with important global topics. He also will interview influential people from across the world. For the first time, there is a recommendation for adults be screened for anxiety. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force now recommends anyone between ages 19 and 64 be screened for the disorder. The group of medical doctors found insufficient evidence to recommend screening for anxiety in older adults.
Coming up for us, the search for a sub that disappeared days ago continues this morning. Coming up at 8:30, what we've learned about underwater noises that were detected in the search area.
And folks, we're also following breaking news from Fayetteville, where an Amber Alert has been issued for this three-year-old boy. Who police believe the child is with? We are staying with that story for you here on WREL News.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a wet start to your Wednesday morning. Traffic anchor Brian Schrader is here. I'm monitoring the road conditions. A couple of backups this morning.
Right. We have a crash on the southbound side of 885 right around the 147 merge and Glover Road, creating some pretty big delays this morning in both directions. I want to take you to the still image from that camera there on 885 at Glover Road. Looks like we have a couple of lanes blocked there, the left and center lane, it appears. Take a look at that huge backup on the southbound side, a 43-minute delay on southbound 885 from I-85 down to I-40. And on the northbound side, about a 14-minute delay. If you're coming in from I-85, consider using Duke Street to get into downtown Durham and then Highway 55 from there down to I-40.
We do still have some rain showing up on the radar, but not much right here around the triangle, especially Wake County and into Johnston County. A little bit of light, patchy rain still. Some of this may move on up into Wayne County as well, but boy, it's really starting to dissipate quickly, which is good news. Of course, a lot of folks on the roads right now. It has been raining in Apex, so you can see the wet conditions here, and we're seeing that across most of Wake County currently. Heading out the door, our temperatures are cool, mostly upper 60s right now, and we'll only climb into the mid 70s this afternoon. We should have a nice break from the rain, minus an isolated shower this afternoon. Should be okay for exercise.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Fayetteville police are looking for a missing three-year-old boy named Robert Parker Jr. They believe he's with his father, Robert Parker Sr., a 46-year-old man. We're told the suspect may drive a blue 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer with front end damage. If you have any information, call police. And today, a public hearing to improve the flow of traffic on Capitol Boulevard. The DOT wants to convert it to a freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WREL News, coverage you can count on.
You may have just got that Amber Alert on your phone. That is for this. It's in effect for a three-year-old boy from Fayetteville. What police are telling us about the child and the man accused of taking him.
And the low pressure system that's been bringing us rain all week continues to linger. But I'll show you why we may be a bit drier this afternoon.
And this morning, there's new hope in the search for five people deep in the Atlantic Ocean. What we've learned overnight in the frantic efforts to find them before it's too late.
Thank you for joining us here this morning on WREL News on a pretty kind of rainy start to your day. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yes, not the best. You can see some droplets of the rain actually coming down in Dix Park. It's going to be on and off today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking all of it for us. Elizabeth, coming down now, but we could see some relief later.
It looks like we'll be drier this afternoon than we were yesterday, but more heavy rain on tap for tomorrow. Well, check that out. Right now, we're looking at just a few areas with some lingering rain. We had a big band of rain come across the border from South Carolina, and now we're seeing seeing some of that in Johnston County, Wake County, a little bit of that up into Franklin County, Durham and Orange counties, but it's beginning to taper off a bit. We'll take a look here. Clinton finally has seen the end of some showers, but seeing a little bit of that, especially in the northern part of Johnston County. Futurecast still showing a bit of that. It's starting to dissipate a little faster, but it's showing that we're not likely to have much rain this afternoon. A lot of the computer models are on board with that. Couldn't rule out an isolated shower in this pattern, but if you needed to get outside, wanted to get outside, do a little exercise later on today, it looks drier certainly than it did yesterday. Right now, it is breezy, a little choppy, and you can see water on the camera lens there at Lake Gaston. We do have a wind out of the northeast at 11 miles per hour, or gusting to about 15 to 20. 69 is the temperature, so it's definitely on the cool side. It stays gray and cool all day with that northeast wind. We'll see a high of just 76. Tracking the tropics down here is Tropical Storm Brett. It's moving west at 16 miles per hour with winds at 60 miles per hour. Not likely to become a hurricane. It will likely move into the southern part of the Caribbean and dissipate as we get into the weekend. We take a look at the computer model plots with this. Most of those are on board with that, bringing it right into the Caribbean. A couple of those want to pull it north, but at this point, the pattern doesn't look to support that. Brian?
8:32 right now. We're following breaking news in Durham. A crash on southbound 885 between the 147 merge and Ellis Road. Want to zoom into that area here on the map and show you those big delays in both directions of 885. The camera out at Glover Road there shows that crash, and it looks like we have a couple of lanes blocked there. That left lane at least is blocked, and traffic is getting by on the right lane and on the right shoulder. A 32-minute slowdown showing up right now on southbound 885 from I-85 down to I-40. And on the northbound side, some onlooker delays there, about a 13-minute delay from I-40 to I-85. Best alternate route this morning is going to be using Gear Street and Alston Avenue to connect through downtown Durham, trying to get between I-85 and the I-40 interchange. Around the rest of Wake County, just a couple other crashes that we're watching. We are seeing some slowdowns, though, on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound from the Hammond Road area out toward Gorman Street, and also seeing some backups on 440 westbound from 87 out to Capitol Boulevard. We're still seeing those showers around Wake County and also parts of Johnston County. The WRL storm tracker right now on I-40 heading between Benson up toward the McGee's Crossroads area. See the windshield wipers going there. Still seeing some light rain. And here for the next little while, at least in the Triangle area, you need to be prepared for that if you're heading out.
All right, Brian, thank you. Following some breaking news this morning, police are searching for a missing boy out of Fayetteville. You probably just got that alert on your phone from the Emergency Alert Service. The alert was issued for 3-year-old Robert Parker Jr. around 3 o'clock this morning. Michael Grace has more from the WRL Breaking News Tracker about the search for the boy and the man who's accused of taking him.
Yeah, well, police say that Robert Parker Sr. is the one who took his son, Robert Parker Jr., from the 2200 block of Ireland Drive in Fayetteville on June 14th. But let's get back to that picture of Robert Parker Jr. He's 3 years old, has blonde hair, blue eyes. His dad is 46 years old, 5'7", 160 pounds with hazel eyes. Police believe that Robert Parker Sr. is driving a 2006 blue Chevy Trailblazer. It's got tinted windows and some damage to the front end. Now, detectives with the Fayetteville Police have a arrest warrant for Robert Parker Sr. for kidnapping. If you have any information about the two, you're encouraged to call the Fayetteville Police. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Another story we're following. There's new hope in the search for five people aboard that missing submersible in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. Coast Guard tweeted after midnight that a Canadian aircraft heard underwater noises in the search area. But it's unclear how teams could get to the submersible, even if it was located. OceanGate Expedition says the sub had a 96-hour oxygen supply when it embarked Sunday for a tour of the wreckage of the Titanic. But that supply is now believed to be down to only roughly 24 hours. A deep sea explorer who spoke with NBC News says a rescue is still possible if the passengers are found alive, but there are other complications to consider.
The way you vote in future North Carolina elections could be changing. You're looking live at the General Assembly, where lawmakers plan to vote on a sweeping package of changes to state election laws ahead of the 2024 elections. Now, if the bill passes, any mail-in votes not received by election night would be tossed out. Right now, there is a 3-day grace period. The bill would also change rules for same-day voter registration. The full Senate will vote on the bill at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Today, you can share your thoughts on plans to improve the flow of traffic on Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains that some people who live near that area, they are kind of concerned what it would mean for their community.
That first leg of construction should be right here between I-540, Durant, and Perry Creek Roads. Now, that's not going to happen until 2025, but today the DOT is asking for your input. Capitol Boulevard has up to 65,000 travelers a day, according to NCDOT. They're planning to turn Capitol Boulevard into a freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. The 10-mile freeway would be 6 lanes wide with 12-foot shoulders and a concrete median and 65 miles per hour speed limit. It will also get rid of stoplights and driveways to help ease that bumper-to-bumper traffic. Aaron Moody with NCDOT says community input is important for finalizing construction plans.
It is important because these projects begin with the local communities. We want them to end with the local communities. We want them to have the final say-so on what we're presenting to them and be able to incorporate their input and to help steer the kind of the final vision.
Tonight's meeting starts at 4 o'clock, but if you can't make it there, you can still provide your input online at NCDOT's website until July 7th. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London today. This is new video into our newsroom of Blinken attending the Ukraine Recovery Conference, which is the second such event during this conflict. Now, the goal of this conference is to rally international and private sector support for Ukraine's post-war recovery, diplomats already looking ahead. Secretary Blinken said the United States continues to stand by Ukraine as it continues to recover from Russia's aggression. He also announced a new additional aid package to Ukraine.
A Wilson man is behind bars this morning, accused of killing his wife. Authorities say they charged Jarvis Outlaw with first-degree murder. He's being held without bond. Investigators have not said how his wife, Rose, died. They say after he killed her, he tried to take his own life and was hospitalized for more than a week. This happened on Chickasaw Court on June 7th.
Firefighters in Durham will be getting pay raises. Last night, the city council approved budget includes a 7% pay increase for all sworn in city employees, as well as a $300 end of year bonus. Now, some council members share their concerns over the budget not including tax increases to help pay for the raises. First responders have been pushing for the raise for months, saying it's hard to make ends meet with their current salaries.
The State Forest Service is getting help from a crew in Florida as it works to put out a major wildfire on the coast. Three workers from the Florida Forest Service are helping nearly 100 people from North Carolina to fight this fire. It's burned more than 15,000 acres. The Forest Service says the fire is about 52% contained, but ground fire remains smoldering in the interior portions of the fire. As the search continues for that missing submersible in the Atlantic Ocean, friends of the passengers aboard are speaking out.
Of all the people I've ever met, he was by far the most fascinating and interesting.
Coming up, what we are learning about Paul-Henri Nargileau and his decades-long study of the Titanic.
And free tuition to one of the most prestigious universities in the nation. Up next, we'll explain how you or your child can attend Duke without having to pay.
And you are taking a live look at Clinton this morning. It is the first day of summer, but it's certainly not going to feel like it or look like it when you step outside. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking your forecast from the WREL Severe Weather Center.
Well, today is the first day of summer. Kind of surprised me. Didn't realize that until I walked in. And that means it's also the summer solstice. This morning, a crowd gathered at Stonehenge in England to watch the sunrise on what will be the longest day of the year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now had to be the one to remind me today is summer. I don't know why. They just kind of caught me off guard as I was coming in.
Well, it doesn't feel like it. We didn't see a sunrise. It was cloudy. It's going to be cool and rainy this morning. Coolest day of the week with our highs only in the mid-70s. We do have some summer weather coming for the weekend. If you're hoping to get to the pool or to the lake, we're going to warm right up. We did have a band of rain that started in South Carolina and moved northward this morning. It's really starting to shrink as we get through the last several hours, and it will continue to shrink. And it looks like we're going to end up with a fairly dry afternoon. I can't promise that you wouldn't see an isolated shower pop up, but it definitely looks drier than yesterday. We still have some showers. As a matter of fact, if we take a look at some of the cameras right here in downtown Raleigh, it is coming down. But a little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain between Clayton and Smithfield and back across parts of Orange County. this is dissipating quickly. It's going to be moving right on out of here. We take a look at Futurecast, and Futurecast shows that dissipating pretty quickly between now and lunchtime. And this version of Futurecast doesn't show any rain for us this afternoon. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Again, with this pattern, I can't promise you that you wouldn't see one or two showers pop up, but for the most part, definitely looks like a kind of afternoon that if you need to get outside, want to get outside, you've got a better chance of staying dry than we did yesterday. Tomorrow, we are back on. It's going to be a very wet afternoon for us, but getting into the weekend, we start to dry out. 50% chance for Friday, a 30% chance on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see more sunshine breaking out, but the potential for an afternoon thunderstorm. We take a look at Lake Gaston, still seeing some showers there. You can see the rain on the camera lens. It's a little breezy. We're seeing winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. 69 is our current temperature, and we climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. First day of summer, 76 degrees. Not really pool weather today. It is the longest day of the year. Typically, we see very warm temperatures this time of year. June 15th, the normal high is 88. We're sitting at 89 right now for the normal. By July 1st, it's 90. July 15th, it's 91. August 1st, it's 90. And 89 on August 15th. So we tend to have a long, hot, humid summer. And we just haven't seen much of that yet. 70s today and tomorrow. And then we climb to normal Saturday and then hitting 90 Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're checking the tropics. Also abnormal to see a wave of low pressure systems coming off of the coast of Africa this time of year. We typically see June formation of storms much closer to the Caribbean where it's typically warmer, but very warm right now out in the Atlantic. And so we do have Tropical Storm Brett moving west at 16 miles per hour and has winds at 60, likely to cross the Leeward Islands, bringing them some wind and some rain, but not hurricane strength. It moves into the Caribbean and fizzles out over the weekend. And we also take a look at the computer models. Most of the models are bringing it right into the Caribbean. A couple of them want to swing it up north. The pattern is going to change, and we are likely to start seeing any storms that develop swinging up into the Atlantic. This next one would be Cindy if it gets a name, 80% chance in the next 7 days. And you can see the computer model runs for that. What's going to happen is our winds in the upper levels are going to begin to switch to start to pull those storms back out into the Atlantic. That will start to happen over the next week. First day of summer, just 76 degrees, but if you're hoping for those 90s, I got three of them for you in the forecast, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
You know, with rain in the forecast all week, an outdoor day at the pool or even the park might be an option for parents. WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some ideas for indoor activities for this week. So, Kathy, let's start a little bit with that Lego convention that's coming to town.
We've got to talk about Legos. I mean, parents love Legos, right? Brick Universe is coming to Raleigh Convention Center this weekend. The event features giant works of Lego art and then little tiny Legos. They have a building zone so your kids can create their own stuff. Tickets are only $15.
We have one producer here, Bree. She loves Legos, so I assume she's going to be there this weekend. So what about local museums, though?
So many options. A museum's a great thing for a rainy day. You've got a chance to go to, like, Marbles. Marbles has got a new indoor water exhibit. Features boats, fishing poles. And then you can always go upstairs because they've got that area where the kids can create art. So you've got paint and all kinds of different stuff as well. Tickets are only $9 when purchased in advance. So you can do that 24 hours in advance.
And you know, another great option is indoor playgrounds. WREL.com's family section has a little more detail on that.
Oh, yes. We have a list of more than 15 indoor playground options. Everything ranging from trampoline parks to ice skating rinks, indoor play spaces. One of my favorites on a rainy day is Galaxy Fun Park over in Raleigh. They've got go-karts, video games, laser tag, trampoline park. I love those games. I'm a big fan of the games.
I mean, you know me. I love my games, too, and I haven't been there yet, so maybe that's something I should go to as well. And some great ideas for families, you can find out more by going to WREL.com and searching the keyword family. Thanks so much for coming on, Kathy.
Thanks.
A friend of one of the passengers on the Titanic submersible that has disappeared says she is holding out hope for their safe return. Diver Paul-Henri Nargillet used to live in Kent, Connecticut. Neighbors say that he sold his farm last year and moved to New York. Linda Giuseppe says she shared many dinners with Nargillet and his wife and says he is an incredible storyteller.
And I think a lot of people are Titanic lovers. They have, you know, the stories are so interesting. If there was a nuance to a story, he always put his finger right on it and just made it live.
Nargileh led the first recovery expedition to the Titanic in 1987. He's since returned to the site 35 times.
We do want to bring things back here locally. A Wilson man is in jail because he's accused of killing his wife. Authorities say they charged Jarvis Outlaw with first-degree murder, but investigators have not said how his wife, Rose Outlaw, died. They say after he killed her, he tried to take his own life and was hospitalized for more than a week. This happened on Chickasaw Court on June 7th.
At least four people are hurt this morning after a vehicle plowed through a crowd outside a White Sox game before taking off. Chicago police say the car was going at a high rate of speed Tuesday before it hit the victims. We know at least two of them are in critical condition this morning. Officers say they were able to chase down the car and arrest the suspects inside. Investigators are working to figure out what led to that crash. North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore told a Charlotte TV station that he did have a relationship with a married woman, but that she was separated at the time. That woman was Jamie Lassiter, the same woman whose husband sued him over the weekend, accusing the speaker of breaking up his marriage. Speaker Moore said much of the other salacious items detailed in the lawsuit were completely untrue. A spokesperson for Speaker Moore told WREL he would speak to reporters at the General Assembly today.
President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is expected to enter a guilty plea and avoid prison time. It's related to federal misdemeanor charges of failing to pay his taxes. Hunter Biden also faces a separate felony gun possession charge that is likely to be dismissed if he meets certain conditions. That's according to court documents filed yesterday. This is the first time the Justice Department has brought charges against a child of a sitting president.
Hundreds of sea animals are sick or have died from toxic algae blooms across the Southern California coast. Experts say the algae is growing rapidly. It produces a neurotoxin that causes symptoms that lead to animal strandings. Seabirds and mammals such as sea lions and dolphins ingest the toxin when they eat affected prey. They're warning beachgoers to stay clear of stranded animals and keep their pets away from them. And there's a new school superintendent in Sampson County. The Board of Education hired Jamie King, who has more than 20 years of experience working in public education. King comes from Guilford County Schools, where he was a regional superintendent.
Raleigh's first and only social district, it is getting bigger. Yesterday afternoon, City Council approved expanding the Sip and Stroll downtown district to include the areas surrounding Nash Square, Raleigh Union Station, and the Warehouse District. You'll also be able to grab a to-go drink from participating bars and restaurants starting an hour earlier, 10 a.m. every day. That's for the brunch crowd. And those changes go into effect August 15th.
Today is Make Music Day. It's annual global celebration. It happens on the summer solstice, and there are ways for you to participate right here in Raleigh. Different musicians and bands will be playing at parks and venues across Wake County, and all of the performances, they're free. You can find a full list of who's playing and where on the website on your screen.
Starting this fall, you can attend Duke University tuition-free if you meet certain requirements. It applies to undergraduate students from the Carolina whose family income is $150,000 a year or less. Now, for students whose families earn $65,000 or less, other college expenses are included as well, like meals and housing. The university says roughly 340 students are expected to benefit from this new program next school year.
We're focused both on getting students to Duke and also getting them through Duke in ways that allow them to achieve all that they imagine academically.
Being from a state like North Carolina and having the opportunity to go to a school like Duke can really help put certain kids in a much better position than if they didn't have that kind of opportunity.
And according to the university, Duke has more undergraduate students from North Carolina than from any other state.
That Music Fest is back this October at the DBAP. It's a celebration of North Carolina food, beer, and music. Capital Broadcasting is the proud host of the event, driven by local award-winning radio station, That Station. Performers include Superchunk and Weston Estate. There will also be six new food trucks and a beer garden. General admission is $40. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
Parents, if you have a middle schooler who loves math and loves science, we want to meet them. North Carolina STEM Explorers, a children's program airing on WREL this fall, is once again looking for kid hosts. Auditions take place right here on the WREL Studios campus between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday. For more on the audition process or how to submit a video online, visit campproductionsnc.com. And before we go to break, we want to show you the winning lottery numbers and get you another check on weather and traffic. That's coming up next.